Zakt de Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Tainis, Perik Beis, Mishnah Zayin. In the previous Mishnah, so we learned differences between the Anshei Mishmer, that's the general shift that's in charge to do the Avodah that week, and the Anshei Beis Av. The Anshei Beis Av were the particular people of the family of Kehanim that were assigned to do the Avodah that day. Now the Chilukim that we learned till now were in regard to who has to fast. Agav, that Mishnah, over here in Mishnah Zayin, we're going to learn other chilukim. For example, Zakta Mishnah, Anshei Mishmer, the people of the Mishmer that aren't part of the Beis Av, that has to do the Avodah that day, but they're on call for the week. Mutarim lishtois yayin balelis. It is mutter for them to drink wine at night, avaloi bayam, but not during the day, because they may be called upon to help with the Avodah. But by night, when you're not makriv karbonis anyway, it's mutter. Because we don't think they're going to be needed at night. Now, I'm sure you remember what the Pasuk says in Parsha Shmini. The Pasuk says, Kapitel Yud, Pasuk Ches, V'yadabar Hashem el Aaron leimar. This was a special reward to Aaron because he accepted the gezeira of the passing of his two sons, Nadav and Avihu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Yayin v'sheicher al teisht. Do not drink intoxicating wine, wine that will make you shikr. Ata uvenecha itach. You and your sons with you. B'vayachem el oil mayit. So we know a kohen is not allowed to drink wine before he does the avayda. In our Mishnah we just learned that the entire Mishmer is not allowed to drink by day. The Beis Av cannot drink even at night. Now what is the reason? Then in regard to the Anshei Beis Av, they can't drink, not by day, not by night. Why does the Mishnah say the Anshei Beis Av, loy b'yoyim v'loy b'layla? By day, I understand, they're doing the Avodah. Why can't they drink at night? Well, the answer is, there's sometimes a little bit of the Avodah that's done at night. Parts of the carbon that came off the Mizbeach are put back onto the fire at night, and that's considered an Avodah. Vaitra zakta Mishnah, Anshei Mishmer, the people of the Mishmer, that's the shift of Kehanim, the general shift of Kehanim that is assigned to do the Avodah that week, whether they're part of the Beis Av that has a certain day, or whether officially they belong even to a different day of the week. For that matter, the Anshei Maimed, who are the Anshei Maimed? They are people, Yisraelim, that were chosen for a very important job. They have to come up to Yerushalayim, to the Beis Hamikdash, and stand there while the Kehanim are makriv the karbonis tzibur. Why is this necessary? The Pasuk says, Tishmru lahakriv li b'mayadai. We learn from there, a person's supposed to be there when you're makriv his carbon. Well, if the carbon tzibur is for all of Klal Yisrael, so can all of Klal Yisrael be constantly in the Beis HaMikdash? And the answer is no, they can pick shluchim to do it for them. These shluchim are referred to as Anshei Maimed, and there were 24 mamadais, just like there were 24 shifts of Kehanim. Every Maimed served for a week at a time. When the cycle finished, it started again. There were some people from the Maimed that didn't go up to Yerushalayim, but they actually remained in the Batei Knesiyos or Batei Midrashos of their own cities. They fasted and davened and read from the Torah, and they didn't do any malacha. They were Isaac in Avodas Hashem the entire week of their Mishmer. The Anshei Maimed, even though they're Yisraelim, but we still say, it would not be nice for them to come in to the Beis HaMikdash. And of course, they could only come into the part of the Beis HaMikdash that Yisraelim are allowed into. But it still would not be nice for them to come into the Ezras Yisrael with long hair or begadim that aren't proper. Some say this is even true for the Anshei Maimed that gather in their own towns. They're supposed to come to the Beis HaMikdash prepared for their special Avodah, as if it were Shabbos and Yom Tov. Their haircuts are already taken, their clothes are already washed. So, Zakta Mishnah, Anshei Mishmer, the people from the Mishmer, the Anshei Maimed, as well as the people from the Maimed, Asurin, it is Asur for them, during their shift, Melesaper, from taking a haircut, or Melechabes, or from washing their clothes. What? I don't understand. You just tell me that they're supposed to come in with their hair cut, and with their clothes clean, and now you're telling me that during their shift, they're not allowed to take a haircut? They're not allowed to wash their clothes? Imagine, and this is the answer. Your Rebbe announces, okay, a test is starting, and you take out your chumash and you start chazrin. And your Rebbe says, no, you can't chazer now. What? Suppose a boy's going to say, my Rebbe doesn't want me to get a good mark on my test? Here I want a chazer from Chumash and he doesn't let me. Of course he doesn't let you chazer now, because he wants you to chazer before the test. That's when you're supposed to review your learning. The reason we say that once the shift starts, the Anshei Mishmer or the Anshei Maimet can no longer take a haircut or wash their clothes is because we are concerned. They're going to say, look, now I'm busy. When the week comes, okay, I'll take a haircut then. I'll wash my clothes then. Then they're going to begin the week not properly prepared. But if they know you're not allowed to do it that week, they'll have no choice. They'll have to exhibit some zrizus and do it beforehand. Where do we have a similar halacha? When we'll learn Masechtas Mayit Katan B'ez Hashem, we'll see that there's a similar halacha in regard to Chol HaMayit. Why can't we wash clothes or take a haircut on Chol HaMayit? Well, the main reason is to make sure you do it before Yom Tov. Vayter Zakta Mishnah. This Isser is throughout the week. However, Ubachamishi, if it's already Thursday, it's the end of the week, where they have to start preparing for Shabbos. Then Mutarin, then we say it's mutter for them to take a haircut or wash their clothes, even though they should have done it beforehand, and the reason they didn't answer it from Thursday and on, it may quite have Shabbos, is because of the covet of Shabbos. Now for sure, on Erev Shabbos it's mutter, but the Chiddush is even on Thursday. Does this heter of taking a haircut from Thursday and on, lekavet Shabbos, apply to both the Anshei Mishmer and the Anshei Maimed, or just the Anshei Maimed? It could be it's a machlokes rishonim. From Rashi in Masechtas Moed Katan, Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, it's mashma that it applies to the Anshei Mishmer as well. But some say that according to the Rambam, the heter is only for the Anshei Maimed, not for the Anshei Mishmer. Okay, quickly chazering over what we learned in our Mishnah. We learned that the Anshei Mishmer, the people who are assigned the shift of Kehanim that are assigned for that week, and each Mishmer consists of different Batei Avais, but the general Anshei Mishmer can drink wine at night, but not by day, in case they would be called in to help the Beis Av, that's possible. The Anshei Beis Av that are assigned for that day cannot drink not by day and not by night. By the way, when we say by night, do we mean the night before the Avaida, or the night after the Avaida? From Rashi, it is mashma, it means the night afterwards, but the night beforehand would be mutter. From the Rambam, it is clear that the night before is aser, the concern being that he may go to sleep with the wine in him, and when he wakes up, the wine didn't totally leave him yet. It still has an effect on him. Then we learned about the Anshei Maimed. These were people that were sent to Yerushalayim to be the official shluchim of Klal Yisrael to be there by the Karban Tzibur. Some stayed in their towns, and they were Isaac and Avodas Hashem, in the local Beis HaKnesses. We said that the Anshei Mishmer, as well as the Anshei Maimed, cannot take a haircut or wash their clothes during their week. We also explained that some hold this applies even to the people of the Maimed that remain in their towns. The reason we don't want them to take a haircut or wash their clothes during the week is because we want to make sure they do it beforehand, so they come into their service to the Melech Malchim Lachem HaKadosh Baruch Hu in an appropriate way. However, the Isser does not apply from Thursday and on, where it is mutter for them to take a haircut or to wash their clothes, the Kavod Shabbos.